In California, a decision by federal regulators to impose a temporary cap on wholesale electricity prices is drawing poor reviews. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission approved a plan earlier this week requiring power generators to sell electricity to California in emergencies. Governor Gray Davis all but rejected the plan, and President Bush believes price caps don't work. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The FERC is the federal agency responsible for ensuring that Americans pay just and reasonable prices for power. But for months, California energy officials say they have been paying unreasonably high prices for electricity. This has brought intense political pressure on the three sitting FERC commissioners. Its chairman, Kurt Abair, is a strong opponent of price caps. Nevertheless, Abair joined one other commissioner in voting 2-1 on a compromise proposal to impose what they call a price mitigation plan. The plan is triggered only during hours when California electrical reserves dip below 7%. FERC Commissioner Linda Breathitt, who worked out the compromise, says the plan should be triggered frequently as California enters its energy-hungry summer months.
I believe that the constraints are going to be so tight in California this summer that most days we will have stage one, two, or three alerts. So I think this price mitigation plan is in reality going to be most of the time.
But in a terse statement, Governor Davis said the FERC had a chance to bring meaningful relief to California's outrageous wholesale prices, and they blew it. Davis said it made no sense for the FERC to condition its price cap plan on California's willingness to join a regional organization of other states to coordinate the Western grid. Davis also accused the FERC of ignoring its own investigations, finding that power generators are overcharging California. Under the FERC's plan, the price of power will be determined by the bid coming from the least efficient, meaning the most expensive power plant in the market. University of California at Irvine economics professor Peter Navarro says this arrangement invites potential abuse.
You can have a situation where you got 100 plants generating at 10 cents a kilowatt hour and one generating at 50 cents a kilowatt hour, and basically you wind up with a price of 50 cents. I'm wondering if there's any protection in the order against that, because clearly there'll be some gaming, meaning that the producers will always ensure that a very high-priced plant is in the mix so they get the highest price.
For their part, spokesmen for the power generators were generally optimistic about the FERC's plan. Gary Ackerman is the executive director of the Western Power Trading Forum.
We've been so discouraged by what we've seen here in the state of California by the administration and the legislature unwilling and unable to do anything about this crisis. We're glad that we have the federal government to step in and do the right things. We're pleased that they understand the situation, they're listening, and they're taking a balanced approach. We never seem to see that lately out of Sacramento.
And with Governor Davis's rejection of the conditions for the price caps, it appears that the FERC solution will not forestall the massive blackouts expected this summer. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.